You're listening to SBS News.
After 2 weeks with no new COVID-19 cases or deaths recorded, Victoria's 14-day average of daily cases is now zero. Premier Daniel Andrews says he's celebrating the state's milestone like everybody else.
We've seen test numbers this week that have been truly impressive, and they really are the key, the absolute key to us keeping these numbers low. Whether they're zero every day, that's not the aim. The aim is to have as lower numbers as possible and to be able to stop the spread of this virus as we take safe and cautious steps to open up.
He says despite the good news, Victorians will have to wait until next Sunday, November the 22nd, for an announcement on more COVID-19 restrictions being lifted.
14 days of zero is not the same as having a vaccine, and it's certainly not indicative that there's simply no virus out there at all. So everybody needs to be COVID safe this weekend. It is the first weekend that people can move because the Ring of Steel has come down. Go and enjoy regional Victoria. Go and spend in regional Victoria, but you've got to do it in a safe way.
Doherty Institute Director Professor Sharon Lewin, who is a member of the Victorian COVID Advisory Group, says if no community transmission is evident, then the mandatory mask rule isn't needed.
Brett Sutton will make the policy on masks, but I'd imagine they're not going to be with us forever. We don't need them if there is no community transmission, but it'll take a little bit of time to have confidence to know there's no community transmission.
But Mr. Andrews says he plans to keep the rule in place for now. He also announced the government will be contributing $155 million into a $550 million National Centre on Infectious Diseases, which will bring scientists across multiple organisations under one roof.
They can achieve great things, not just for Victoria and Australia, but for the Indo-Pacific and indeed for the whole world. Who knows, there may be more pandemics of that nature in the years to come. This is some of the most important work, and arguably it has never been more important than it is right now.
The project is expected to be completed by 2025. The state government says it will initially create at least 350 direct jobs, with the goal of supporting 5,000 jobs by the time the centre is complete. The findings of a national review into contact tracing is found overall the system is working well, but notes there could be improvements in boosting information sharing and preventative measures, including public health messaging, to contain the virus. Acting National Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says Australia's COVID-19 tally over the past week of two locally acquired cases is also remarkably low when compared to the situation overseas.
If we take the UK, for example, just in the past week, they've had 157,000 people have been diagnosed. And they have now over 50,000 people have died from this virus.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia's success has been noted by US President-elect Joe Biden.
He was very interested in Australia's success, and it's obviously the top of his priority lists, as he's been saying himself. And I wish him all the best. I wish President Trump all the best in dealing with what is just an awful situation there.
Federal and state leaders meeting as part of the National Cabinet have agreed to reopen borders by Christmas, excluding Western Australia. Chief Scientist Alan Finkel, who led the recently completed review into the nation's contact tracing systems, says even as state borders reopen, it's important to avoid complacency.
Public health expertise, good preventative health measures in place that are well communicated, and the increasing use of technology, I think, should give states, whether it's the leadership or the population, confidence that Australia, certainly in comparison to the rest of the world, but also in an absolute sense, is in a good place. Not perfect, but a good place.
Meanwhile, Mr. Morrison says the cap on international arrivals will be eased from a daily to a weekly restriction to allow more Australians to come home. But he says despite 400,000 Australians who have come home during the pandemic, there still remains 35,600 abroad who want to return. He says finding enough quarantine places with the additional support from the health department and police remains the biggest barrier, which means there will be a delay on international students coming into the country.
This is a question of priorities, and our priorities must be to look after Australian citizens and residents first. Now, because of the deteriorating situation in other parts of the world, we are seeing more Australians than a couple of months ago seeking to come back. And so they are difficult choices.
Mr. Morrison says the issue will be reviewed in several weeks. The National Cabinet also agreed on a policy for the rollout of a voluntary vaccination program from as early as 2021. Professor Kelly says a communication strategy has already been implemented to respond to misinformation, and there are guidelines on who will be prioritised when it comes to the vaccine.
Those that are caring for vulnerable people themselves, and those at highest risk of transmission will be the ones on the priority list. This vaccine will be free for all. And all Australians, for anyone who wants to take that vaccine.
Professor of Computer Science at Macquarie University, Bernard Mance, says he's done modelling which found that those aged between 20 and 39 years old who come into frequent contact with other people should be prioritised for a vaccine.
What we look at is that if you have to vaccine few, then who has those few? And so very quickly then you end up finding out what we call super spreaders. They're the one that you want to target. And typically those people, if you think about it, logically will come to people who have a lot of contact, meeting a lot of people. And this is where they can spread quickly. And they're the one that should be actually targeted so that we limit the damage that actually can be spread.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says he's pleased with the progress being made on the COVID-19 vaccine being developed by CSL with University of Queensland researchers. He says regulatory approval is being sought to begin phase 3 clinical trials before the end of this year.
And that's an extraordinary development. It means that this vaccine will potentially be available, subject to the results of those trials, for delivery to Australians early in the third quarter of 2021.
In New South Wales, the Health Department has thanked residents for coming forward for testing after traces of the virus were discovered in wastewater in Sydney's northwest, including the suburbs of Rouse Hill, Box Hill and Park Lee. The region is home to a significant portion of Australia's Indian community who turned up in large numbers at testing centres. Many community members will be marking this weekend's Diwali, or Festival of Lights, at home this year because of the pandemic. Restrictions are being eased in Queensland next Tuesday, including increasing the capacity ahead of the State of Origin decider in Brisbane. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queenslanders are being rewarded for their diligence in stopping the spread of the virus.
The increase in seater capacity will go from 75% to 100%. Now this means the cauldron can be filled to 100% capacity for State of Origin next Wednesday night.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.